Marcy Siegel's joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Good. You are here as a presenter at TEDx Canmore on January 29th at the Cornerstone Theater. What's your presentation going to be all about?
Well, it's called The Angel's Advocate. A lot of times, well, especially today, we need new ideas for things. And our general reaction when we get new ideas is to shoot them away as if they're pesky flies. So I'm going to introduce The Angel's Advocate so that people have an alternative response to new ideas.
I think from your bio, you could probably boil it down to you're an expert on creativity. What exactly does that mean?
Bottom line is I studied creativity starting in 1977, and it's been my career ever since. Lots of writing and travel and speaking and working with leadership teams to help them clear their thinking so they can create new futures, basically.
And what does creativity bring to the mix when you're working with a team?
Moments of inspired joy, new thinking, seriously. It's recognizing that there are patterns and that you can create new ones. I work with cops in California, and I continue to let them know that the answers are not at the back of the book, that we're in the age of exploration. So you've got to be open to creating what the future is going to be.
You're actually the founder of something called World Creativity and Innovation Week, which will be April 15th through 21st. What's that all about?
Oh man, that started in 2001. Can I give you a little background?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, National Post headline, May 2001, that read, Canada in Creativity Crisis. At which point I said, give me a break. What it was about was this conference in Ottawa, artists and scientists were debating who's more creative. It's not about who is and who isn't. It's not about who has it and who doesn't. It's we've all got it. Can we please just use it? So that was the beginning of it. And it started in 2001. This year will be the 15th year. Celebrated worldwide. And it starts on Leonardo da Vinci's birthday.
What do you hope people take away from this presentation on at TEDx Canmore on the 29th?
Oh, that there is a way that they can contribute to new ideas happening. They don't have to themselves be creative in order to do creative things. But the way that they respond to new ideas will inspire other people's creativity, even their kids and their spouses. It doesn't only have to be in the workplace.
Have you ever done a TEDx presentation or something similar?
This is my first. Oh, something similar. Yeah, I have spoken for sure, but this is my first TEDx and I'm really looking forward to it.
Excellent. It's coming up again January 29th. That's a Friday at the Cornerstone Theater. TEDxCanmore.com has a full list of speakers, ticket information, and everything else you need to know. Marcy, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Pleasure.